Our theme tonight is trench warfare. Justin put a great picture of the, you know, of the fighting in the trenches in World War I, because literally around the world we have people slaughtering each other over inches of territory. It's not a pretty picture, but there it is. The fiscal cliff negotiations have barely begun, and the tensions are, or I should say, the federal budget reengineering has barely begun, and the tensions are very strong. It didn't take too long in those serious negotiations for everybody to realize, well, maybe we want to disarm the population, which is never a good sign. And so it's almost as though gun control has captured the headlines way ahead of the fiscal cliff, and now the most recent, the squabble on the debt ceiling. It's not a good sign, of course, when you need to disarm the population before you raise taxes and cut spending. It tells you that the government does feel vulnerable about the fact that it's been violating significant amount of laws regarding financial management. And so it clearly signals a vulnerability on their part. You saw the administration make a tremendous effort to propose sort of sub rosa significant kinds of limitations on ownership of guns by private citizens. And it wasn't working. There was tremendous backlash. And so finally, we saw this week on Tuesday, Vice President Biden and the president come out with the equivalent of 23 executive orders and actions, all of which were things that the administration felt it could do within the current law as administrative actions. If you read the list, it's a tremendous amount of work by a lot of different agencies, and it really is trench warfare. And it shows the power of the backlash that they were getting, that they really went to this kind of blanket trench warfare approach. In the meantime, we see the campaign from the media, tremendous lies, tricks, entrainment, subterfuge. You almost wonder if they've been promised the passage of the SOPA bill that failed during 2012. If they got gun control done, you wonder what the trade is behind the scenes on this. But there's a real effort to pound people into submission, put them on the defensive, and get them to agree with the official story. There's also a lot of divide and conquer, keeping everybody fighting about gun control instead of looking at the money issues. One of the questions that began to circulate this week that was kind of funny, but is clearly a, you know, sort of a breakout comedy during the trench warfare: how come the guards that protect President Obama's children carry guns? Of course, if Obama believed what he was saying and wanted to come clean, all he would have to do is offer for his security detail and his family security detail to stop carrying guns. As a real example of trench warfare and the difference that controlling a multi-trillion-dollar budget can make, what you saw this week was on Tuesday, New York passed a gun control law, and it immediately followed that, voila, the bill for $51 billion of Hurricane Sandy relief, which had been stalled throughout the fiscal cliff negotiations, suddenly come through. And you saw us put up on the blog the question, did Congress just pay New York $51 billion to pass a gun control law? And of course, I believe yes.